Okay, so well,
that's not completely.
Well, you won't touch it till you get trained, anyways. So if you want to give us a call and you know, talk to us and you know, whatever, you can always call in WMFO listener line 617-627-3800. We're gonna get things started with some music here, but you know, it's a beautiful summer day. I've had about a week now after school's out to relax and just kind of reflect.
Same.
And it's been good. A lot of moving. Moved a lot of furniture.
You've had a lot of moving.
I've moved people about 7 or 8 times now.
I'm in the lucky situation where I'm staying put.
That's so good. You don't even realize how good that is.
Oh, I realize how good that is. So there was very little moving for me. I may have lent a... No, I don't think I actually did.
I haven't stopped drinking iced coffee, and I'm I'm blasting off.
Yeah, I've also been drinking iced coffee as if I'm still going through finals, which is probably bad, and I'm going to stop soon.
I can stop at any time, said every addict of all time.
So here we are. We're gonna blast off with some music.
Fresh new tunes.
And here we go.
And I hope this is pleasant for your ears.
And if not, too bad.
Yeah, get lost.
Yeah, we don't want you. Just kidding, because the service that we use to play music, some of you may know it as Spotify, has crashed.
Spotify.
We're going to try one more time on that.
That's what I'm talking about.
sensational.
That was sensational.
Sensations by Elohim off her new album, which is out today. So go pick that up if you still enjoy purchasing albums. I know I do. So, Charlie, how does it feel? Another season down the drain.
My life is down the drain. Ooh. Just kidding.
yikes.
Hey.
Charlie's life is actually
I'm doing okay. I recently deposited a lot of cash into my bank account, and I'm looking forward to a nice dinner with some of my friends tonight, and I'm going to be playing at Tufts Commencement, playing the clarinet, and nice. Then I'll be going to Toronto next week, and then I'll be in Pembroke, Massachusetts for Memorial Day weekend. I'm going to go to the parade.
Hot.
Which is going to be great.
Hopefully it is hot.
Well, yeah, hopefully it's like 77 degrees.
Yeah, not hot, but not like cold.
That'd be excellent. You know, I'm definitely going to have some watermelon, and then I'm flying off to Seattle forever and never coming back, so bye.
Nice. I'd like to point out a brief parallel to last season. The last episode of our show last season was actually me talking about how I was going to Toronto the next week.
That's kind of exciting. That's an interesting little parallel.
You're going to Toronto the next week.
Yeah.
But we're not. We've still never been together.
Should we go? Should me and Jake go to Niagara Falls? I've been to Niagara Falls.
So Niagara Falls the falls are great, in my opinion. Jake was talking about like the town, the Ripley's Believe It or Not, like all that.
Yeah, he was saying about the spooky stuff.
I'm not into that stuff. I found the
Ripley's Believe It or Not. That's funny.
There's like a single street, I forgot what it's called, where all that stuff is on. And when I was in Niagara Falls last August, I found that street just incredibly jarring, and it reminded me of Times Square, which is worse, and I just hated it a lot.
Times Square is one of the worst places on the planet.
I would agree. Probably up there with that.
I'd take a swim in Niagara Falls for these cakes. For these cakes, for those of you who don't know, it's kind of just you say I would do blank for these cakes, and it's about making it something absurdist. It's often a little bit violent. Or maybe, vaguely self-harming in that, like, or self-sacrificing in that, like, you would do anything for these cakes. I'd pay $650,000 for these cakes. I'd take out a second mortgage for these cakes.
Nothing wrong with taking out a second mortgage.
There is something wrong with that in that you're going to go into serious debt. Speaking of that, though, oh, man, good news in the past week. I was approved instantly for a Chase Freedom Card, 1.5% cash back on all my purchases. How's it feel, Zach?
That must feel great. Some of us were not approved instantly, despite our credit scores being well over 20 points higher than those who were approved instantly.
Yeah, so it's all about scamming that income box.
So I'm not going to talk about, lying on a credit card application on the radio.
I didn't lie on a credit card
because that's not something I did. So
I think I went... I'm doing. Oh, see, my credit score is going back up.
We're gonna take a brief break to check our credit scores.
So I'm feeling right now. I got a quick. This is a financial piece of advice report at this point. And I got a 726 for TransUnion, and I got a 749 on Equifax. So
interesting. Mine is loading. I have a 763 on TransUnion and a 747 on Equifax.
My Equifax is better. That's fascinating. You got a very high credit score there, friend. Download Credit Karma today.
Also,
download the Dunkin' Donuts app to get your DD Perks card digitally.
The Dunkin' Donuts app is one of the best things that's ever happened to me, and probably one of the best things that's ever happened to Dunkin' Brands Inc., because I spend so much more money there now that I have that. Either that, or I just realized that I spent a lot more money there.
Yeah, well, because you have to reload the card.
Yeah. I recently got Fifi to sign up for Credit Karma.
Nice.
And she signed up, and it was like, no score available. You have no accounts.
That's lame. So, yeah. Anyways,
it probably was not very useful.
Enough about Credit Karma and Dunkin' Donuts. Let's play some more music. That's what people are here for.
Indeed.
Are people here?
Well, we're going to say they are.
And if they were here, they would want to hear music and not Credit Karma ads.
I think that's fair. This morning we got a new Spotify session featuring Julian Baker, whose 2015 album Sprained Ankle was excellent. And
I wish that Julian Baker was spraining her freaking ankle. Okay, I'm upset at her, and I'm upset at the world, and I just wish a sprained ankle upon her.
Wow, that's bad.
I wonder if I've ever sprained my ankle and I didn't know about it.
Well, keeping absurdities out of it.
We'll keep pondering that while Zach talks about the rest of the Julian Baker.
While Charlie wishes injury on people, I would like to emphasize that I do not wish injury on anyone.
What about, Saddam Hussein's evil son?
I'm not going to answer that.
All right, so Zach wishes well upon Saddam Hussein's evil son.
Does he even have a son?
No one knows.
Okay, well, there you go.
Saddam might know, but he's passed away.
Yeah, he's... anyway, here's a song from that Spotify session, which was also on her album, and enjoy.
So we've got some things to report here after a quick session of Googling. First things first, if you type, does Saddam Hussein, first thing that shows up is, does Saddam Hussein have a key to Detroit? And
so my immediate thought was this must be some persistent urban legend from the early 2000s that is sometimes still Googled, and it might just be one of the only residual questions about Saddam Hussein that people have that starts with does.
Anyways,
I was wrong.
CBS News report from March 26, 2003. It was not immediately clear if the speech was live as claimed or taped. Saddam Hussein donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to a Detroit church and received a key to the city more than two decades ago, soon after he became president of Iraq. So Saddam indeed can open any door in the city of Detroit. Next things next, moving right along, we have some evidence here that Saddam Hussein's son is really bad. Like, he's really bad guy. Uday Hussein, like, tortured people. Like, tortured, like soccer players who performed poorly. Yeah. They didn't score a goal, and he just, like, tortured the heck out of them.
Yeah, that's
so
that's not
good. I think we should wish a sprained ankle upon him, and luckily he was, like, assassinated, so.
Oh, yikes. That's... Yeah. Alrighty.
Anyways, so
that's been your world news.
That's your world news and just a bit of perspective, you know. And so we got a Shoutcast kind of updated, and we've got a million listeners.
Yeah, that looks new.
It's new. So that was fun. That was a little fun moment there about Saddam, and you know, not really missed too much. I don't know why Saddam Hussein came up. I mean, there are much worse people out there, but not the best guy.
You just thought of his son. I don't know his. You had a feeling about his son, and you ended up being kind of right. So.
I was pretty right. His son was evil. It was arguably, I don't know. We're done with that. Next.
Well, as they say in Medford, when there's cars on the road...
There's traffic to be reported?
I was going to say, when there's cars on the road, there's probably rain in the sky. But otherwise, there's traffic.
All right. Were you actually going to say that?
I was going to say something inane like that.
Okay, because
it was not going to be like there's traffic. It was going to be something else, and then it was going to say, but otherwise there's traffic.
There's traffic.
Anyway, here we go. Welcome to Medford. There's a guy walking with his cell phone in his left. Hand, walking, 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 walking.
How
walking,
often do you carry your cell phone in your left walking, hand? Walking. It feels uncomfortable to me.
I usually will.
Oh, because you're a lefty, so
I'm
you
a lefty.
Probably.
I think I don't really have any preference. But this guy, well, he's gone now. He's walked out of frame, which means he no longer exists. Because this, my friends, we have a window right here. It says, please do not open this window. This window is not a viewpoint onto the world. It's simply a screen. Whatever is there is whatever exists, and anything that is beyond the view of this window is simply not there.
So I don't know whether to describe that as imaginative or upsetting and sad.
Well, let's go with the latter, and that has been your traffic report.
That was useless.
Here on WMFO in, where are we again?
I don't know.
Federal law requires me to state that we are in fact in Medford, but where are we?
So last night I went and saw Neighbors 2, Sorority Rising, and you know, honestly, it was a better movie than I thought it was going to be. But I think the best part was definitely the Kelsey Grammer cameo. Like, he came in as like one of the parents of one of the sorority girls, and like, he just made like a really funny cameo. It was like probably 90 seconds total, but it was like very well done. I don't know how they got him for the movie, but it was funny.
Well, congratulations.
He's going to be looking at your film
by 1 hour and 31 minutes.
Yeah, basically.
Plus 30 seconds. Or no, 1 hour, 30 minutes and 30 seconds.
You knew it was 92 minutes long.
I did.
That's a good memory of yours.
You would have made one of the best films of all time, but you guys had to put all that filler in there.
The filler wasn't the best.
The whole plot part.
The plot wasn't great, but it was funny, I guess. I don't know. I just like dabbing. Dab. Moving right along. Let's play some more music.
Yeah, we've got some more new music. This next one comes from one of my favorite bands, whose new EP, Companion, was released today. You can catch them at The Great Scott on the 31st, which is a Monday, and I'll be there as well. So come see me and them.
Memorial Day.
Yeah, Memorial Day. This is Joni by Braids.
So we afraid of all the unknown along the way. Joni's playing in the car on a highway. Saw man driving with his front window smashed in.
Woohoo!
You never know when a song is just going to abruptly come to a halt, and you never know when anything in your life is going to abruptly come to a halt, so why don't you just cherish it today?
Cherish everything.
Wow. Even, everything. Even you know, sunburns.
If there's a stench coming out of your fridge because your circuit breaker tripped and you didn't realize for 4 days, cherish that. Cherish that stench. Cherish
that stench is so bad. All my food. You don't even know. Like, it's kind of amazing to see freezer food rotted because it stopped being frozen, so it thawed completely, and then it completely rotted. Like, my bag of frozen dumplings was, like, full of air because of all the rot.
Nice.
And, like the frozen strawberries were just mush. It was the most disgusting thing I've ever experienced. My fridge. And, you know, that the sight of that milk is never going to leave my eyes. And I don't think I'm ever going to be able to drink milk again, so maybe for the best. Milk isn't super good for you.
Yeah, it's actually really not, but
it's kind of cream. Saturated fat.
Heavy cream is really good for you.
Yeah, I love heavy cream. I love...
Because once you remove all the protein and sugar from milk and you just have the saturated fat part, that is the part that's really a ticket to... Heartbreak City. And by Heartbreak City, I mean...
Heart disease. So the other day, or last week, what are you doing? What was that?
I was accompanying your story, but then you stopped telling it.
Oh, sorry. I thought I was supposed to be doing wind.
Oh, no.
That was weird. That was weird.
That was a little spooky.
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 So, fun tip for all you texters out there. If you add some tildes to words that you want to accentuate, like spooky, it makes it really fun.
It does make your text more fun. And this is a little trick I actually learned recently. If you actually type a colon followed by a hyphen and then a right parenthesis, it actually makes a little smiley face. And you can use that to say, like, hey, I'm a little happy. And the best part, though, is if you want to actually use the left parenthesis instead of the right one. And by parenthesis, I mean parenthesis, but with an I instead of an E, because I know that that's the singular form of parentheses.
That's kind of cool.
That makes you a sad face. So it gives you this whole range of emotions that you can express with these icons. And I believe they're calling these things...
I'm getting upset at you.
Emoticons.
All right, friends. It's time for a public service announcement. You heard the pages flipping, and that means it's time to whatever. This the title of this public service. Medical mistakes claim thousand. Starting again. Medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives every year. The healthcare community is working on it, but you can help. When you communicate with your doctor, when you ask more questions, you reduce your risk of suffering a medical mistake. Doctors can't answer if you don't ask. Help reduce your risk. Questions are the answer. Learn the 10 questions you must ask. visit www.ahrq.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, and the Ad Council, and your friends at WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Nice.
I don't know. I think that just we should replace all doctors with robots.
All right. Good thing that's not in my future, because I am not going to be a doctor. But I'm sorry to all of those who have been targeted by Charlie Myers' robot doctor America. Policy.
It's well known. I think everybody knows that doctors can be replaced by robots.
I mean, everything can be replaced by robots.
Yeah, but like, so the easiest things to be replaced by, and by, when I say robots, I mean artificial intelligence. But the easiest things to be replaced by artificial intelligence are things that take in a lot of evidence and then return basically like text output. So it's very hard to replace a construction worker with a robot because they have to do all sorts of like crazy manual tasks. Like making a robot to move stuff out of your house is very difficult because you have to like deal with making a robot that's agile enough to like get around these staircases and like not smash stuff.
Yes.
And not drop things and have like really good balance. But to take in a lot of evidence, like symptoms, and turn that into a diagnosis or a, like what drug should you take, is actually a really good thing for a robot to do. Especially since there's plenty of data about what works and what doesn't, and side effects and et cetera, that it's hard for a doctor to remember, easier for a robot to remember.
Don't such tools already exist?
Yeah, Watson already exists, and he's like pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's only going to get better as more data is collected. So things to look forward to. But like, it'd be harder to replace like a nurse or like someone who actually does patient like interactions, but doctors do a little bit less of that and more kind of diagnosing.
Or a surgeon.
A surgeon would be tricky to replace, but on its way. And medical malpractice down the tubes. That was Futurism Moment, brought to you by me.
And that was Skepticism Moment, brought to you by Lack Yarn.
What's the name for, it's not the Flowbots, because that's the one, that's a band.
That is I Can Ride My Bike With No Handlebars.
Okay, I Can Ride My Bike With No Handlebars, aka it's just called Handlebars, is one of the best songs of all time. Look at me, look at me, hands in the air, like my hands in the air, like it's good to be alive, and I'm a famous rapper. Something, 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 something good to me. I can 64 miles to the gallon of gasoline. Coolest line, like most, like it was just so good. I think we should play it. We shouldn't. It's a waste of time, but. Great song, and 64 miles to the gallon of gasoline, like it's like the freshest like little half a line of I don't want to say rap because it's kind of a disservice to rap, but lyric of all time.
At least we can recognize that.
Yeah, there's something like rap should be respected and should not be placed in the same category as the Flowbots.
Whatever that is.
64 miles to the gallon of gasoline. It's cool. Okay, you know it and you're in awe. Next, new music. We'll have some more banter. You're coming in just a little bit. Let's play some more tunes. Fresh new beats from Zach. And it's a surprise. We're not going to tell you anything about it.
Yeah, we're not. Here you go. We'll be right back. was brand new music was Charlie's Little Pun that he probably forgot about by now.
I did forget it, and it was because the name of the artist is brand new.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's very funny.
It is a little bit funny. we're here at 9:36, and the cool thing about 9:36 is if you divide 36 by 9,
you get 4.
Minus 1 plus 1 equals 4.
Minus 1 plus 1 is a fun little operator.
Yeah, it's a
it's
a nice little operator that I like to call no hat.
It's a
it gets you nowhere.
Yeah, it's the identity operation, really. That's one way to really precisely state it.
Well,
it's a function that
no hat equals
maps a function onto itself.
But yeah,
maps an element of the set onto itself. I'm not really worried about that right now. I love algebra.
I love quantum mechanics.
I love chemistry.
I am chemistry.
That's funny. That's very funny. We got fresh new jokes. We got fresh new memes.
Welcome to Meme City.
So the big issue for me in the coming week is that my two trips to and from Toronto are 14 hours each.
Sounds like you need a book.
Yeah, I'm going to get a book.
Or a podcast.
I guess here's the thing is that I need suggestions for books, and so if you could just send me a postcard, that'd be great.
Yeah. I will fax all of my suggestions to you.
I think I have a few in mind, so
that's good.
It shouldn't be too bad. I did this to myself, and I do like car rides, and it's absolutely my choice to go. So I'll be going, and it's going to be long. It's going to be a long trip.
You're going to have a great time, though. Toronto is a wonderful city. We all know how I feel about that city.
He's in love with it. He loves that city.
I do. I do love that city.
All right. Let's play a new song.
All right. More songs.
More songs, less talk. That's the motto of this show.
Yep.
Yep.
That's it. Here we go.
It's funny.
I hear it echoing of every place that we call our home. And I don't talk of any time I ever believed in the unknown. Sleep tight in a new life through a night.
song's there for you.
A woohoo! That was fun.
Yeah.
I've had some time to reflect while we were playing those songs, and I'm feeling great.
Good. That's always good to hear.
I added added DHR for life to the station graffiti wall. So that's good, you know. We'll live on in infamy. It's the one of the best shows of all time.
This, I believe we're up for a few awards this year, actually.
Definitely a daytime Emmy.
Yeah, college radio, the annual college radio awards actually wrote us an email, and they said we could not qualify for any nominations because every award committee tried to nominate us. And when that happens, in those rare cases, the show is deemed too good for the College Radio Awards.
Charlie and Zach, you have been nominated for 11 College Radio Awards.
And immediately I started weeping. and I said,
we accept your nomination. We are excited for the awards.
And, you know, the award show's on Sunday, so if you guys could all come by, we're going to be collecting a lot of hardware for the station. And by hardware, I mean trophies, because we are winners, and we made the best radio show of all time.
Yeah, that's, I mean,
week after week, we crush it, and we make, it's, you know, it's funny banter, it's good rhymes, we got some vocal memes, we got traffic report. We deliver the PSA on time every week, and we give our station ID between, you know, 55 and 5 every time. And that's really what you want to see out of a radio show.
Yeah,
I think the most apt way of describing our show is that we filled the air. And we do it well.
But we fill the air in a manner that is full and complete and meets all of the basic federal regulations necessary to legally do so.
And very rarely do we break any rules. so let's keep it rolling here and whenever we do it's by accident. Let's keep it moving here with some more music, and you know, we're winding down for the last 12 minutes of the season here, and it's been a wild ride, and it's been fun, and this is, you know, all we can ask for. So with that in mind, let's play some more music and enjoy ourselves. And
I'd just like to say, so we're closing out the season. Despite my tries, I was unable to get a spinoff show for the summer.
The summer spinoff show did not yet, because there's no such thing as summer.
You can't be a new show in the summer if you're not trained. So that's unfortunate. So I'm gonna miss all the listeners dearly, and I just want you to know that I will love you forever. And I'm only saying that because that is exactly the name of this song I'm about to play. So here we go.
You know, and keep your eyes peeled for on the internet for a podcast or two from yours truly and Zachary and all of us, and we'll be doing great things. And I see the next show walking down the memorial steps right now. So
nice.
Our time is almost up.
Here we are.
Let's roll.
Enjoy this love. the wind comes to blow me over, will I always mean what I meant to you? Will I always mean what I meant to you? I will love you forever. How I know what you are. Radiant like the moon glows. Enjoy this light from every star. Enjoy this light from every star. The sun hits your shoulder as it shines on your hair on a day in November. Enjoy this love and I'll be there. Enjoy this love and I'll be there. When the leaves fall onto your shoulders, when the snow pushes you, when the wind comes to blow me over, will I always mean what I meant to you? Will I always mean what I meant to you?
All right, so it's the end of the season, and it's not the end of an era yet, but
we're getting there.
This time next year, it's going to be a little bit wild.
Yeah, there are going to be tears coming down these faces.
I feel that I could weep on air.
I probably could too.
I could get some seriously, sad sounds coming out of these nostrils.
Indeed. usually I don't make noises out of my nostrils, but anticipate some sad sounds coming out of my mouth. So here's one last song for you guys.
And then we'll hand it off to
either
I forget what their show's called.
The Swing Shift.
The Swing Shift. All right. Yeah, they're in the house, and we'll hand it off to them for probably one of their last shows. So anyways, let's do that. And it's been a wild ride, and I've enjoyed my time on the air. All you listeners and all of you,
thank you for WMFO. The about three great shows we had this season, and the 10 really
okay ones.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Sad.
Slips away.
And you've been listening to WMFO in Medford, and this is us signing off. Bye.
Recording artists, Bobby Bland and B.B. King.
You ready, Bob?
All right.
Good time.